It's Wednesday, March 15th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Bandits in northern Nigeria killed a pastor's son last Friday. They also kidnapped the pastor's wife and three other family members. Peter Mukadas, a local leader, told Nigeria's Daily Post that the bandits invaded the community in the early morning. Then they headed straight to the pastor's house and carried out the killing and abductions. Mukadas is calling on the government to rescue the pastor's family. Local police have been unresponsive. This continues the trend of Nigeria's government doing little to oppose such violence. He said, quote, "We are fervently praying to God to touch the kidnappers' hearts so they can see the wisdom to release them," end quote. According to Open Doors, Nigeria is the sixth most dangerous country worldwide for Christians. On Sunday, tens of thousands of people joined the Yes to Life March in Madrid, Spain. 500 groups supported the event in an effort to oppose, quote, "all laws and practices that threaten life and human nature at any moment of its existence, as well as the businesses and ideologies that sustain them," end quote. Last month, Spain passed legislation allowing girls as young as 16 to get an abortion without parental consent. Last Wednesday, First Liberty Institute announced a Washington State school district has reinstated Joe Kennedy as their assistant football coach, reports CBN News. In 2015, the Bremerton School District suspended Kennedy for praying on the football field after games. The following year, he sued the school for violating his religious freedom. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court heard his case and ruled in his favor. Hiram Sasser with First Liberty celebrated the reinstatement, saying, quote, "We are thrilled that Bremerton High School and Coach Kennedy are back together, and we hope they go undefeated," end quote. The U.S. Senate passed a resolution last Wednesday nullifying changes to the Washington, D.C. criminal code. It's the first time since 1991 that Congress has overturned local D.C. legislation. If it becomes law, the revised criminal code will reduce the maximum sentence for carjackings and robberies. It also would remove mandatory minimum sentences in most cases. If it passes the U.S. House, President Joe Biden said he will sign the resolution. This comes as the nation's capital faces increased gun violence and carjackings. Ecclesiastes 8:11 says, "Because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set to do evil." A new poll from YouGov surveyed Americans' views on 35 religious groups and belief systems. Christianity in general was the most highly favored belief system. The next most favored system was Protestantism. Other groups like Roman Catholics, Lutherans, and Anglicans scored lower, but were generally viewed positively. On the other end of the spectrum, Satanism and the so-called Church of Scientology, founded by L. Ron Hubbard, received the worst favorability scores. They were followed by Jehovah's Witnesses, Islam, and Mormonism. Praise God, the largest abortion mill in Dallas, Texas, shut down earlier this month. It had stopped doing abortions since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last June. The mill was operational for 50 years, killing thousands of unborn babies. Texas Right to Life reports that, quote, "Southwestern Women's Surgery Center was owned by longtime late-term abortionist Curtis Boyd, who is an ordained Baptist minister, and bragged, 'Am I killing? Yes, I am,'" end quote. Psalm 50, verse 16 says, "But to the wicked, God says, 'What right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips?'" And finally, Guinness World Records reports the world's most premature twins celebrated their first birthday earlier this month. When Shekinah Rajadram went into labor 4 months early, doctors told her the twins had a 0% chance of survival. But in God's providence, Adia and Adriel are alive and well a year later. Disturbingly, the Canadian hospital denied the twins life-sustaining measures at birth. However, their parents were able to transfer them to Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto for care. Her husband, Kevin, said they clung to their Christian faith in the process.
Amidst all that scenario of being told that the chance of survival is pretty much 0%, the chance of significant disability is really high, we were just clinging to our hope and faith, trusting in God.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.